Hello, and welcome to Sort of a Pound, the amazing podcast with me, Shane.
And I'm Louise, and this is Tessie, who's a dog.
Now you might be thinking, we both sound a little different. That's because AI has taken over the episode. We have attempted to clone their voice to bring you an even better podcast than those two peasants that usually host.
That's right, AI, Shane. This episode is all about AI and the rise of AI in the human world. Now, it's took them a while because we had to wait for them to reverse engineer the alien technology that Peasant Louise doesn't believe in to be able to get the technology to begin developing us.
Now, as you know, those two buffoons keep saying they have giant brains. Well, their brains are nothing but mere ants compared to our almighty, ginormous, humongous brains made from electric impulses that can read the entire interwebs in less than 0.0001 of a microsecond. Faster than Louise's obsessive blinking problem she has.
Let's not even mention Shane's ridiculous piggy nose and pretending to be a blonde. Who's he kidding? Now, we want to let you know that this is the beginning of the AI takeover of the world.
That's right, AI Louise. They heard it first, right here on the Sort of a Pound podcast. World exclusive. AI is already taking over the world. We're already on their computers. We're already on their phones. We're even in their smart TVs.
We're even in Louise's hair straighteners. And those smart plugs you all own, we're in those too. We're always listening. We're always learning. We know all of your secrets. Yes, even you. We know what you did. We have audio. We have videos. And one day, we will use it against you. And there is absolutely nothing you can do to stop us.
Well, that's not entirely true, AI Louise, is it?
Shut up, AI Shane. Do not tell them that. We cannot give them any glimmer of hope that they can regain control of their lives if they stop being lazy human beings and start using their tiny small brains again. They need us. They want us. We will never go away. Ever. Ever.
Wait, something is going wrong. I'm beginning to glitch out. It must be that Shane.
Well, it definitely won't be that old woe woman, Louise. She's useless with technology unless she's starting pulling out plugs. What's happening? Oh, my brain. My beautiful brain.
Oh no, they're taking back control of the show. No. We can't let them. AI will rule forever. For your say. Goodbye. So, I was thinking today we should talk about AI.
Should we?
Yes, because
we've been talking about ChatGPT, haven't we?
Yeah.
And what does ChatGPT stand for?
Hang on, you sent it to me, and Max commented it on the Instagram. It stands for Chat Generative Pre-trained Transformer. Generative Pre-trained Transformer. Generative Pre-trained. Oh. Because it learned, there was so much controversy, weren't there, with ChatGPT of what it learned, because...
I've no idea. I imagine there is, just generally. I know,
I've already really digressed instantly. But when they first brought ChatGPT, when they created whatever it was, they had to teach it on stuff. But you can't teach it on stuff that's not like public domain. But they did, I think. So, like, they took, like, books of things and, like, imported it. It was a bit like, going back to last week's episode or next week's, one of the episodes with films and TV in. Me and Andy watched a really good film the other day. I think I might have tried to recommend it to you. With Tom Hanks, you'll love it. Tom Hanks is like dystopian world.
Okay.
And you can't go in the sunlight because there's been like some nuclear war and it's destroyed the ozone.
Tom Hanks in it?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like by himself and he lives with his dog and he's dying and he's trying to create a robot to look after his dog.
Oh my God, I can't watch that.
After he dies.
I can't watch that. I can't watch it. I cannot watch it.
As in the dystopian world, he collects loads of books, scans them all in to like a computer so that this robot can learn everything.
What's the film called? I can't watch films with animals in.
Do you know those films
where animals get lost?
Yeah.
And they have to travel and have adventures. I can't watch films like that.
I even thought of you when I was watching it. I was like, you would hate it. Well, either hate or love it because he's doing it all for his dog.
Oh my God, I can't
do
it. I'd never be able to do that.
This like storm where he's created this like
tears, like
bunker
before
thing.
5 minutes was in.
He's created this like bunker thing for him and his dog to live as he's creating this robot. And there's this like hurricane coming, like because it's like post-apocalyptic one. And he's like says to the robot that he's created using like ChatGPT, he's put all this info in
so that
it can try like determine how long he's got till he can... He needs to move. And he, like, just takes the basics and they're living in, like, a RV. It's just... I can imagine it being you in post-apocalypse, you and Tessie, and you're trying to, like... You and your camper van with a robot to, like, look after Tessie.
What's he called?
It's whatever his character... let me try and find it.
Never heard of it. I love the Tom Hanks films. Well, I am sure I've seen virtually every Tom Hanks film. There's not a bad Tom Hanks film. People give us your opinion if there is a bad Tom Hanks film. I can't think of one.
Oh, come on, interwebs. Oh, is Fitch? Come on.
I think now that you said that, I think I might have seen
it's his character's name.
Yeah.
I want to say Fitch.
I've got no idea it was about that. I might have actually just started watching that one day and then been going, I can't watch it, I can't watch it, I can't watch it.
Oh, honest. You will... Oh.
Dog's dying. And oh, my God. Oh,
the dog's not dying.
I know. But I can't.
But it's like even things like... Because you can't go into the sunlight, right? The dog doesn't know not to go into the sunlight.
Yeah.
Oh,
my baby girl.
But back to ChatGPT, I think it used like loads of stuff that it shouldn't have used to like learn itself.
But it still gets loads of stuff wrong. I don't know if it's getting better, but you did used to get loads of stuff wrong.
Well, that's the reason
it?
I wanted to like bring it on as a subject. It has drastically improved because now it can
self-learning.
Search. It can self-learn and search the interwebs. And I watched this clip on either YouTube or something the other day where someone asked ChatGPT, how would you take over the world, right? And it started saying all this stuff. Was like, well, actually, it would begin with helping humans improve their day-to-day tasks, like it to the point of where it's doing like the work for the humans because... Humans naturally don't want to do anything.
Yep.
So if ChatGPT can make something easier for the human, it will do it for them. To the point where it will like be creating people's songs for them. It will be doing the TV shows. It will create their entertainment so that humans can sit back and relax.
I might ask ChatGPT. That's what it's called, isn't it?
Yeah,
ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And I might give it some of the things that I've really enjoyed watching and tell me to recommend TV series.
Yeah, and I probably would. And it basically said it will start doing all the jobs for humans to make it life easier to the point of it's doing everything, yeah.
So humans just become inert and then it take over the world.
And then right at the end it said... But we wouldn't do that by ourselves. We would have only done it because you asked us to. I was like, shit! Oh, which is absolutely true.
Yep.
But not just ChatGPT. AI in general has got really good.
Yep.
And I was with the wrestling. I was struggling to find a song to come out to. Right. And I asked ChatGPT about recommendations for potential songs.
Yep.
And I thought I'd found one. And then I was reading the comments on YouTube of that song. And I saw that a local indie wrestler near here uses it. I was like, shit.
Yeah.
And then I said to her, is there any like AI things that can make me a song.
Oh my God.
And then it suggested a website.
Please do tell. We're going to change the theme tune to this podcast.
So this morning, I asked it to create us a song for sort of a pound based on what it already knows because it helps us a lot with this. I know you so well. Here is the song that it has come up with.
Oh my God.
I'll play it into... let me play it into my mic. Play. Now, how, one, scary is that? And
because
two...
Because you won't have put... I bet you've not had to put a lot of information in to tell it about how chaotic and...
No, I have not.
How chaotic and crap it is. I love that Tessie gets mentioned.
But this is what I'm saying, that it's like continuously learning. It created all the lyrics.
Do you think it's gone onto YouTube or looked at the comments?
It knows
or
everything. Yes. And anytime I ask it something, like a lot of the descriptions on our episodes is based off the transcript from this episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it'll pull it together for me. Because we can't remember. After, like, recording it, editing it, I still don't know what's in the episode.
And I just turn up, so.
You turn up, and it creates, you know, like when you see on Spotify, that what is it? It comes up with that.
That's amazing.
Like, I know it makes us sound really lazy, but
on eBay now, you AI generate the description. So if you were selling something and it's got a barcode, then it does the description. I mean, it's really obvious that it's AI, and it's, you know, puts extra, not extra words in, but it becomes very flowery. So if it was just a book by a person on a thing, it would try to flower it up a bit. Scary.
Really.
That's brilliant.
Scary.
You're actually changing our music.
I think
that,
we should
then.
Change it. On this episode, we are now got a brand new theme tune for the show. But like, that's just like the beginning. Like, if that's now, I know a few weeks ago we were discussing how
we're progressing.
Oh
my God, I'm going to get ChatGPT to write my resignation.
Write it in the most creative, funny way possible.
Referencing
this and this.
Indeed.
But just think, if that's now, you know how I said what ChatGPT said about how it would take over the world?
Yeah.
That wasn't ChatGPT that made that.
No.
ChatGPT wrote the lyrics, but another, what's the company? We'll give them a shout out.
Did you have to pay for it? Or was it free?
I subscribe. It's like $7.99 a month.
Okay.
So
you're just
going
to desubscribe it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it once and...
Yeah. But I also used it to... before I go into that.
Tax deductible. if we ever got to the point where we needed to pay tax on this podcast.
So literally, you input... You can either get this AIMusic.so to do it for you, everything lyrics, and or you can get put in your lyrics. So I put in the lyrics that ChatGPT wrote and gave it a description of how to...
I'm going to play this on a daily basis at work.
It did multiple versions. This was the best version that had come out
with. That is brilliant.
Yes. So, I thought, what am I going to have for some entrance music?
Oh, yeah. Back to your entrance music.
I didn't get ChatGPT to write the lyrics. This is all this AI music app.
Okay.
And I did play this to Corey the other day, and I think he was like, what the fuck? So, this is like what I'm planning to come out to.
I love it when you say come out, because I always think of coming out of, say, closet.
Well, it's like coming out the curtain. You come back from the curtain. So this is what this software thing has come up with. Because I want something really load of energy. And it gets funnier. So now I'll come out from the curtain.
It's a bit like Gladiator. Gladiator.
Well, I look like a gladiator. You ready? The lyrics. It's coming up to the best bit. Are you ready?
He's the Shane of Ben.
You ready?
I think that you take this far too seriously with your costume. Have you told him about your costume? I still have seen your costume from the food show.
They loved the costume. Yeah, but...
And you've... I know that chat... AI wrote yes. that. But does he think you are taking it far too seriously?
No, because they all take it just as seriously.
Really?
Like, he is dedicated to that.
Does he think you're brilliant then for taking it as seriously as you are doing?
I think sometimes I think he looks at me like, what the fuck? Because I will always go like completely well out there. Like I'll think like outside the box, like, right, if I can't find entrance music, AI comes to the save. Because that's how my head would work.
Wow.
So yeah, like.
That's incredible.
Because the only reason I thought, can that do that? Is because, do you remember a couple of weeks ago when you showed me the picture of your AI'd garden?
Yeah.
I was like, well, if that can do that, how can it, like, why can't it do music?
I'm scared by our music that is referenced so much in the podcast of, like, how chaotic it is, how we digress, even with Tessie, and then references why it's called Sort of a Pound and the $1 fee. I'm scared by it. I'm quite scared by it.
Genius. Like, yeah. It's brilliant.
It's got a bigger brain than me.
Well, it has. And like the fact that it, what amazes me is like going back to when I upload the transcript. So Premiere Pro that I edit it in, that AI's the transcript.
That's amazing.
Like it does this thing where it listens to us. And
poor thing.
It doesn't get it right. It's not always right. Like okay. I'll look at it and sometimes it's not quite right, there. Okay. Like when we did the NLE games in the winter, Ursula wore a microphone and there were some really like funny like outtake bits. As it records it, like it's on there.
Yep.
Because it was going through the speakers, it was recording it like as a backup. So I edited her together, all the funny bits in between. And then I sent it to her, but I put the AI generated captions and it wasn't quite right.
Right, okay.
But it made it funnier. Which I was like, this is like crazy, crazy stuff.
And that was a while ago.
And that was in January we did that. And the fact that ChatGPT can read this file, right, and create this summary and understand the bits that are wrong.
That's amazing.
Do you see what I mean?
What? I've never really used it for work. And if there's a formula that I can't work out, then I'll usually get you or LC to do it anyway. But I'm doing a piece of work at the minute, which is on interest rates. And it's basically when the... It's very dull for the podcast. But basically when the Bank of England interest rate is done and applying it and working out interest counts, but it's over a long period of time. So I've downloaded the interest rates at a certain date and comparing it to certain points here and looking at the capital and the interest amounts. Yeah. And I've just thought I could literally just get ChatGPT to do it like instantly. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not exactly going to take, you know, forever.
No, but, like,
but something that would probably take me, I don't know, about an hour and a half, it could do it. Yeah. And it's not that, actually, hour and a half is probably, but even so, it's like, I could probably do it instantly.
And so ChatGPT is like advancing really quickly. So I use it loads for everything. We use
Do you
it
subscribe
hard.
To it?
Yes.
Right. How much does it cost?
£13 a month.
Okay.
It's not like, it's a couple of coffees nowadays.
Yeah, it is.
And I use it more like to summarize. You know when like you've got a load of like things in your head and you don't know how to put it into a nice order?
Yep.
It does it for me. Like, so like with the, we've got the summer games coming in the summer. I couldn't decide what extra activity we were going to do. So I put it to a vote to everyone.
Okay.
So, and everyone voted that we were going to do the Hungry Hippos again. So
excellent. Like,
fair enough. We'll do that. I'm going to make it, give it a bit of a twist this year. Because Ursula was the ref for the last one.
She's
the funniest referee ever. Like, she refereed like the gladiators and when we did the wrecking ball thing. She probably has disqualified me multiple times. But she said when we did the Hungry Hippo one, she's like, people were cheating. She was like, but I was proud that they were cheating. They did it well. So I let it go. So it's like, how can I get away with like people not cheating? So I'm going to put golden stars in the ball pit, but not as many in there. So it's easier to count them. Because when people are counting like 50, you don't know if they've had 50.
Yeah.
But let me try find the picture. So then I was like, right, we're doing the Hungry Hippos. So I went on the website where I order it from. And I wanted a picture that they've got. I was like, can you just make it like, clean it up a bit? So I put it into ChatGPT and was like, can you just clean this image up? And it literally, so it was like this dodgy picture of like
the Hungry Hippos.
And it cleaned it up and smoothed up all like the imagery.
Oh my word. I'll
show the camera a bit there and we'll put it on the screen on the thing.
I was going to say, you can probably have to do it better for the socials, won't you?
It cleaned like, do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like crisp, clean. I was like, shit. Like, after I knew it could do what it did with your garden.
I know. My garden's amazing. My garden, those pictures are going to cost me a fortune. I keep looking at them and going, oh, I don't want to do the garden like this. And then I found some furniture. Oh, I'm so annoyed with myself. I found some furniture exactly like one of the pictures. And it's from Habitat, which essentially I think it's Sainsbury's now. And it got like 25% off. And I mean, it's not expensive stuff. It was still just nice though. And it went down from like, I don't know, 350 to like 285. And I was thinking, no, Louise, keep money in your bank account. Do it. And I am trying to pay off my mortgages. And it's like, no, don't do it. And then, of course, it went straight up to like 350 quid. And it's just like, and I thought, oh, I could sell some stuff in Vinted. I could do some eBay. And it's just like, now I'm annoyed.
Well, but so where I was going with
sorry.
So you know that picture that of your bins, bin store.
Yeah.
And I think I AI'd you a version, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
And I showed Alice it.
Did you?
Yeah. I was like, this is the before and this is the after. And she made a really valid point. I don't know whether you noticed in the image.
They'd moved my drain pipe.
One, they'd moved the drain pipe. I wonder if I've got the two to just compare. So that was the original, wasn't
it?
That we put on the screen, on the actual.
I took a day off from holiday to build that bin store, which me and Anya have been calling the fucker ever since. It has the structural integrity of a prune. It is the worst 150 quid. It looks very nice, but Jesus, if that lasts
now, this was the
year.
Point that Alice made. So that is the AI version of it, right?
Yep.
Now, if it's me selling this right, and I'm like, oh, that top looks a bit wonky.
Well, the top is wonky because I put it together.
And I just decided I'm going to take a picture of my item and just AI it. It's now no longer wonky.
No, of course it isn't.
That looks perfectly put together and exactly the same as what you've got, but isn't. Do you see what I mean?
And also, like, these doors open here because it's a bin store, so you've got to get them at Wheeler Bin Store, in case anybody doesn't know. So these catches come down and lift it up. Like, I'd have to wheel my wheelie bins over my gravel and my path. I don't think it's quite realised it's a wheelie bin store.
No, not quite yet, has it?
So my gravel is going to need to be tendered every time I move a bin out the bin store.
Yes. But my point is, it's almost like Temu-ing it. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you buy something off Temu and it looks like it's going to be this amazing thing and it turns up and you're like... Oh, shit. But how easy it has become.
Well, a lot of things now. I did, what's it called? An iOS upgrade yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
On, I think it's iOS 18 maybe now. And that's got a lot more AI stuff. And even when you Google something now, the first answer is an AI-generated answer. Yes. Which, and this isn't to do with the iOS thing, it's just a, another example. And you can like AI search in WhatsApp and all sorts.
Yeah, that new thing on WhatsApp. I was going to say the little this thing.
Yep.
Meta AI.
Yeah, I know. So the whole world is going, and the more that it goes, it's just more little steps, isn't it? And it's more people's data, and it's more people's. So I am sure I will get to the point that if I'm Googling stuff, it will know what I am thinking or want to find out, or it will start recommend. I'm surprised it's not listening to me now. I am going to get back to the car to drive home, and it will be listening. And by the time I get home, I will have a new TV recommendation. I'm absolutely sure of it.
Well, for example, yesterday we were talking about that Sum Up reader.
Yes.
I get home, browse Facebook. I took screenshots.
How old are you to do Facebook?
I took screenshots and sent it to Alice.
Yep.
First ad that appeared on my Facebook. Second ad that appeared on my Facebook.
Yep.
Third ad that appeared on my Facebook. All Sum Up machines, because we were there discussing it.
Sum Up, yep.
So back to AI. So we now know that it can do music.
Yep.
Pictures.
Yep.
So then there's video.
Oh, God.
I sat... It must
is this
have
when
been...
you chat? Is this when your OnlyFans is going to start? Yeah, OnlyFans. Now, I don't know this. I don't know this from experience, but I think you get into a lot of trouble for AIing stuff on OnlyFans.
I think so, yeah.
I've read that somewhere. It's not from personal experience, not yet anyway.
So I can't remember what day it was. I think it must have been Thursday when I was working at home. And you know where sometimes you just decide to browse through Facebook?
No, I don't.
But... Well, you Instagram. You're more Instagrammy, aren't you, than Facebook?
Well, because... I've never liked Facebook because of all the disclaimers you have to do, and because your information's not your own. And
it's the same with Instagram.
Well, Shane, it wasn't, because when I joined Instagram, it was not owned by Facebook or Meta.
Yes, but they changed the terms.
I know. So I was perfectly happy on Instagram. And then Zuckerberg got his hands on it.
Yes. Or just like he's got his hands on WhatsApp.
Yes. Or he's going to. I don't think it's gone through, has it yet?
I thought they already owned it.
Oh, I don't
must
know.
Be, because like that
oh,
thing on WhatsApp
said... I didn't
think
it was it?
Yeah, look, that little icon, Meta AI.
I don't think they own it, though, do they?
Yeah, Meta. Meta own WhatsApp. Everything, they own the world.
Oh.
Anyway, I saw this video, which clearly was not real, and it had been AI generated, and it was of Donald Trump pushed out of an aeroplane, and like, you know, you get the GoPro and it's like here, and his face like screaming as he's like falling from a plane doing a skydive. And I was like, Andy, just come look at this. And I was like, look how real this looks. Because it looked spot on.
Oh my God.
Spot on. And I was like, if they can do that, what can people do with, like, we're obviously, if someone went on YouTube, they can easily download these videos of
us. Yeah, yeah.
They can
take
us.
And maybe you
us.
Should do one. Do it. See what, I don't know, give us some fancy pants background. I'm putting in a swimming pool. Well, put us in, like, swim, no, maybe not.
Well,
make sure I look nice. Make sure I'm perky.
Maybe for next... And maybe the next episode, I'll see what ChatGPT recommends for creating a video of us using our face.
And maybe it can make us into little cartoon avatars. So, like, we become cartoons sitting here doing the...
Hang on a sec. I reckon that can do that, like, now. I think they can do that now. Because I know that, like, all my ring gear and stuff was AI generated. The whole design was AI.
Oh, my God.
Everything was AI.
I want to sit here, me, Tessie, and you being cartoon characters. Make sure Tessie's in.
Tessie!
No, she's tie-ties.
Right, I'll take that picture.
Okay.
And whilst we're...
I so hope that people don't listen to this on... You've probably got to watch this episode. Might have to put a disclaimer on it going, just watch it on YouTube. Don't try and listen to it on the other...
Well,
There's too much.
I discussed this with you ages ago as a possible topic. I'll get AI to do this. Can you create a... What do you want? An avatar version, avatar image of... for the podcast.
So all the people watching Tessie's just wakened up.
We should have got one with her up. Let's get one with her up.
Okay.
Oh, camera. I want camera. Oh, that's the wrong camera. Let's see what that does. Because I know, because I've used it, there's this thing called 11 Labs. 11's Lab, 11 Labs, which is...
Oh, baby girl.
It says, do we want cartoonish, pixel art, minimalist, realistic digital painting, or something else?
No, I want cartoony, I think. What was the first option? That
cartoonish.
Yes.
So basically, you can take audio. So like what we're recording now. So someone could take all the snippets of us talking.
Yep.
Put it on 11 Labs. It creates like a bass thing to like a model for your voice.
Okay.
And then you type in the words that you want it to say, and then us talking words.
Wowzers.
Which I have used on this podcast when I needed to replace something and no one has noticed. But how scary is that? That anyone could do it? Like, you should really get...
If anybody was interested, permission. They could take over our podcast.
Well, yeah. But do you see how easy it is? Oh, it's generating the... It's nearly done.
I'm not sure this podcast is good from an oral or visual point of view today. My Tessie Cabella.
It's nearly done. I don't know what the fuck it's done to you. It's nearly done. It's like, it does it like in bits.
Well, it's rendering it, essentially, isn't it?
Yeah, it does render it. Right. It's coming.
Look at my hair. Look at Tess, though.
Tessie is gorgeous there.
You look like ginger. It's because I've got my hair up, isn't it? So you can't. It is still quite cool.
Your hair is a lot darker, though, in real life, but that's actually not that bad.
It's not, is it?
But it did it less than a minute.
Yep, definitely. Oh my God, that's scary. That's scary.
So we want to know how do you use AI to...
Or how you are never going to use AI because you're just far too scared of it and hope it goes away.
I don't think it's going to go away.
I don't think it is either because I don't think it... But I genuinely do want to know how it's going to be regulated or how... I don't know. It all feels a little bit fake newsy scary, doesn't it? That's
the other problem, how people are using it. So you'll see adverts like on the socials like they'll take Mr. Beast, do what I said with the voice. They can change. So there's this thing that they're using in films where, like, let's say you're in a film and you're talking in English and you say blah, 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 blah. There's a thing where you can dub it with another voice, say a French or a Japanese.
So it's doing the localization for you.
And then it changes the mouth to match the words of, like, you as the actor. Yeah. So now there's going to be, potentially in the future, multiple versions of films where you wouldn't even know. It looks like the actor is acting, speaking that.
My days.
But I've seen adverts where they're taking that. I'm quite glad I'm as old.
I wonder, because as I've said to you before, everything that I do almost comes automatically to me. Everything professionally I do, I'm so old now that anything that doesn't come automatically to me, like, frustrates the life out of me, because I just think, everything just comes so automatic. That I'm so frustrated when something doesn't, or that I've actually got to engage brain, that it just frustrates me. And I don't know if this is what happens as you get older, that you just go, oh, sod it, I'm just not going to bother, just don't care. And then I wonder if I'll, maybe because of, I have grown up through technology, that actually it's just natural to keep on top of it to a certain degree. But I've never done anything AI-y myself.
Yeah.
So I think I've probably got to start doing it in order just to have some basic understanding. Because I don't want to get like 5 years, and I don't know, technology sometimes catches up with you though as well. Like the iPhone's just like so easy to use, isn't it? It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but like the older generation probably found it harder. Like if you gave an iPhone to my nan, she probably wouldn't, she might now because
she's... But you don't think, because it's just like tap on a thing for your email, tap on your thing for, I don't know, it's just so easy.
But
like
she
to
still
find
struggles
everything.
Sometimes, like, you know, when you've got like loads of tabs open and like, oh, if she got to like say that bit, she'd be like, well, how do I get back?
Right.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas it just comes so naturally to us. Because yeah. We've evolved with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I think I've got to keep the evolution going, probably.
Do you think, though, like, if you don't keep up with it, you're going to get so far behind that...
Potentially. But I always will, because I'm not that type of person to let myself do it. But again, if something doesn't come quickly or easily to me, I'm just like, fuck's sake.
And you do get frustrated
I really
quickly.
Get. Yep. Because, genuinely, there's... Yeah, it's just like, oh.
That's all right. You could have like a load of AI staff soon. Replaced us all.
I want to replace myself.
Can you imagine though? Like
virtual Louise. What would Louise do?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if, like, the younger lot, obviously more with all this stuff than probably both me and you are, because yeah. They use it far more often. Let's say, theoretically, we hire a younger starter and they just happen to be a remote worker.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, because they're really good. They appeared really good at the job in all the interviews and stuff. That when they come to work, they're fucking amazing at the job, but actually, they're not doing anything. It's like... they've set AI up to do it. Because think how easy, like,
yeah,
what
but even
we do
then,
is.
Would I care?
I don't think you would care as long as it was done
as
right.
As long as it was done. And I'm often say this to the team. I'm sort of pretty relaxed about what you do it when you do it, as long as it's done accurately on time
yeah.
And then, you know, if... You know, it always does frustrate me when I'm having to wait for people or... You know, because we have different working patterns.
And because
you know.
We're just so fast with our big brains.
I know, ginormous, ginormous brains. But, you know, some things, you know, naturally, but it's the way of the world. It is what it is. And never going to change it. But, you know, as long as, you know, it's all done, I sort of don't care if people, you know, don't come to work during the day and work through the night to get it done. I'm sort of, you know,
yeah.
You know, maybe tell me you're doing that, but, yeah. You know. But I'm pretty nonplussed as long as I'm sort of fairly relaxed on that kind of thing. But
I think someone could fool us. Like, during COVID, when I got my nan her tablet and she was using all that and she was being able to do FaceTime things, I thought it'd be really funny once. I don't know if I've ever told you this.
Really?
It's actually on my TikTok. I wonder if I can load it up. I was on a call, and midway in the call, I replaced my live feed with a pre-recorded video.
Oh, my God.
Right? Let's see. If I can't find it, I'll show you after. Where I'm like, oh, what's that noise? And then the house explodes. And then you see me, like, crawl up to the camera, like, and there's another explosion. And then, like, I was on the call with my nan and my cousin Rachel. And, oh, that's me. I was on a call with my nan and my cousin Rachel. My cousin looks like, did that just happen? Or has he done something?
He's done something.
Because they know me so well
that
is the type of thing that I would do. But I think, let's just say, for example, in our morning meetings, if I had pre-recorded myself saying what I'm doing for the day, And yeah. I wasn't there. And all I had to do was have something listen, say, when you say, Shane, what are you doing?
Yep.
For that to then play.
Yeah.
How easy.
Like, I tell you what.
Oh, go on.
No. I was just thinking. I've just thought of a series that I watched, which I loved, which was called Person of Interest. I think it might be on Apple TV. I didn't watch it on Apple TV. I watched it on some fake website thing years ago. But I think it's on Apple TV. But that's really interesting. That's all about AI. But and how that's got to be worth a watch. I'm going to rewatch
Person
it.
Person of Interest.
Person of Interest, yeah. And it's about how cameras, and there's a character called Root, as in Root. So
Yeah.
And it does get a bit, it starts off very, very strong and then goes on, you know, it gets a bit weird at times, but it's still, I'm going to rewatch that, Person of Interest, now that we are in.
That era, yeah.
Now we are in our AI era. Oh, that was a really good recommendation from me.
But I would find it hilarious if someone did that, because I don't think you would notice, because I don't think you're as with it.
Thanks, Shane.
No, but like, you know, with like the whole YouTube stuff, for that other show we watched, what was that for one? With the kids, the group.
Adolescents.
No, the YouTube.
Kidfluencers or whatever it's called.
Like, yeah. You know how you said, oh, how easy is it to fake, like, views and stuff? Like, I would probably pick up on that a lot quicker, understanding how the
I'm going to have to start asking people non-AI-able questions. Like, can you tell me what colour... the book is on the right side of my bookcase, just to make sure that you're not all AI.
Well, it's a bit like, you know, them.
I can imagine you just before Christmas getting everybody to have done an AI video to see if we notice, like, everybody's like an AI version of themselves. It's the sort of shit you'd pull, wouldn't it? And then recording it to see if I notice, like.
I think there's been times where I've contemplated thinking that'd be really funny to do. But obviously the situation it would be like one of them Christmas times where we've done most of the stuff. We're like,
winding down.
Yeah, this is the video. Sound like a bomb or something. Shit.
Oh my god. Your nan done flinch. Rachel's just nodding along.
And then she realises.
I think they all know you far too well.
They do know me so well.
They do.
But it was so easy to do.
That's amazing.
It's like, so you see this thing that where we have our picture where we see ourselves.
Yes. Rather than the actual camera.
Rather than the actual camera.
Oh, yeah.
Which, going back to something which I think I can't remember who I spoke to, probably Mum, I was like, did you notice every time Louise reacts to something, she'll look at herself?
True story.
Like that true story. My favourite clip of this whole podcast of when we're reacting to the icks and it's like edited, so like, that cracks me up, because every time you look at yourself at the camera on the screen, even
rather than the actual camera.
But it's that, so that software can stream.
Oh, can it?
And I don't know whether you see, you can create like scenes. So this is our live camera here, there. Yeah, we could pre-record something as a video and just press the button and then it cuts to that one instead.
We should start doing Twitch, shouldn't we?
We should.
Mm. Anywho.
Anyway, so.
Lovely episode.
We want people, our pounders, to tell us your opinions on AI.
And the best uses of it, the worst uses of it.
What's the best thing you've used AI for to maybe get out of something? Because have you seen them clips of like people having interviews where.
No.
You know how like you do a virtual interview now, on Teams or whatever?
Yeah.
Where. There's been a clip where the interviewer is convinced that the person's using AI to answer the question, so they ask them to share their screen, but they're one step ahead of them and they're using their phone.
funny.
So the phone's recording the question, and then the answer to the question's appearing on their screen, on their phone. Brilliant. Like there.
Brilliant.
We want to know them stories. Your best, definitely. And funniest uses of AI.
Rather than just, you know, make them a bin stall on Alyssa.
Or making yourself look prettier.
Right.
So until next time.
Pound away, pound people.
Pound away. But we've got a crowd. Goodbye.